Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Baby Whisperer, Outback Babies, Book 3, written by Fiona MacArthur and read by Caroline Lee. Outside, in the star-speckled blackness that surrounded the small farmhouse out of Werralong, the night was warm and alive with the sound of night creatures. Now they could hear them. "You're a baby whisperer." Fervent relief tinged her words as Maeve Bronson crawled into her bed, surrounded by the serenity of soothing silence inside the house. Across the room in the white baby cot, red-faced but asleep, Tobias Bronson puffed tiny, peaceful breaths in his dreams. An angel slumbering deeply for the first time in weeks. Leaning against the doorframe of the bedroom, Stephanie Rose Lee, Stevie to her friends, smiled and thought again how much she loved being a mothercraft nurse and how much it had spared her sanity to soothe others. She savoured and soaked it in silently. This scene, this stillness of night, this ambience settled her seared by loss soul and made her remember to breathe. Maeve might not believe her, not surprising as her poor friend had had no more than a few minutes of consecutive sleep in a month, but tonight they'd had a breakthrough. Toby would be better from here on in. She'd had clients who found themselves sleepless after 5 previous normal sleeping babies. Occasionally, the parent contributed to the lack of routine, but mostly it was the determined child. Barring medical issues, which were different, some 8-week-old babies, like Toby, were just too alert, too interested in the world to fall asleep. And they passed the point of settling around the 4 to 6 week mark. Their little brains whirred with ideas, and they homed in on their mother as the person they most wanted to communicate with. Day and night, every hour, sometimes nearly every minute. Some babies didn't understand the messages they were catching from their bellies or bodies. Some gulped way too much air when they hastily fed, or not enough milk when they were slow to sip. And some just loved to suck, all the time, and look around, and cry. Toby's like a tiny, relentless wave on the shore. He needs an impartial rock to beat against. I'm the boring rock. Not boring. Maeve's mumbled words were tired and miserable. And not a rock. You're his godmother, she sniffed. I understand why. He can feel my emotions. Even her tone dripped with weary tears. I'm a midwife, for goodness sake. My husband's a pediatrician.